A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr., in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.
Does Antonio get on your nerves?
Yes. All the time, every day, for the last 5 to 6 years, he has gotten on my very last nerve.
I've only been around it for a little over a year, and he gets on that last nerve, and it's not even a big nerve. It's like that little bitty nerve, and he just plucks it and plucks it and plucks it and plucks it.
Yes.
And you've had to deal with that for 5 years?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, Tempest.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
But he is effective, even in his plucking. I definitely wouldn't be the person I am today if it wasn't for Antonio.
I have to agree with you on that one. He is extremely effective. When I'm speaking, or if I'm driving in my car and something happens and I'm thinking, I'm like, dang it, he was right about that. Now, will I have admitted to him?
Probably not.
Probably not. But yeah, he is extremely effective. He gets on your last nerve, but there's a reason for it. And I'm thankful for it, because the year that he's been getting on my nerves, I have grown a lot more than I would have if I did not have him coaching me.
Welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio and Tempest. We are still here with our special guest.
Yeah, we're still here. And I want to point out some few things with this episode. We're almost at 100 episodes.
Yeah!
We're pretty close, so we're going to do something very special.
I survived you for almost 100 episodes.
And you survived talking in front of hundreds of thousands of people.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
The two introverts.
Definitely. It's crazy. Two introverts do a podcast that had over 58,000 downloads on one platform, which is Podomatic, and on that same platform had over 100,000 streams. Yeah. Please, you clap for that. That's consistently ranked in the top 10, and is number one on Podomatic, that's for sure, and double that amount on iTunes. And it's with my assistant, who is also my business partner, who quietly gets money and quietly gets little credit. I want y'all to clap for Tempest. That's a good deal. She is awesome. She is a boss.
And her name is changed to Coach T, sir. Let's respect her.
Coach T. Coach T it is. Mm-hmm. Coach T. Mm-hmm. All right. So what are we talking about today, Tempest?
I don't know.
We're talking about, so we got these guys' leadership class, and this isn't really, these are people from the leadership class, but they are special guests of ours on our regular phone call, podcast type of thing. If you haven't noticed it, this season 5, when you see the dash, it tells you what kind of episode it is. So if you like the episodes with Tony and Tippis, just keep going to the episodes that say Tony and Tippis. If you like the Plant Better phone calls, it'll say Plant Better Coaching, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Today we're going to talk about being new to the law of attraction. You want to start? You want me to start?
You start.
Okay, so.
Please.
Before you encountered me, who in here was familiar with the law of attraction? Okay, got one. Heard about it. Okay, so let me ask a different question then, because that will make you familiar. That will make you familiar. So three people will make you familiar. Have you ever heard about it?
No,
okay,
sir.
So we have 5-6 total people in the studio, and 50%. Or if we leave out, did you know about law of attraction? What you mean? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we put Tempest there. So what is that? I just lost numbers. You three, and then okay. So now it's 50% now. Okay, so half the room for me. Now who knew how to use the law of attraction to their advantage? 0%. All right. Let's talk about that. So, to your knowledge now, free talk, you can't say a wrong answer. It's probably impossible to talk about the law of attraction in the wrong way, because either way, it's always in use. It's always in motion, and you're always in motion. So, Newton's first law of inertia that says an object at rest will remain at rest until an unbalanced force acts upon it. You're never at rest. Neither are your dreams or the law of attraction. So inertia has a realistic viewpoint. But the truth is, we're always in motion via laws of physics. So who in here, say whatever you want to say about what you've learned thus far, or any comment that you may have said, like, I know you. Why didn't teach us this? That's going to come up sometime today. But besides that, free talk. Free talk about you being introduced to the law of attraction, or anything you want to say about the law of attraction. Go ahead. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, you go first. She'll be second.
I didn't realize it was as simple as it is. I actually, with me having a background that I have with growing up in church, I didn't even know that the law of attraction I have been taught my entire life.
That's fair.
Via the scripture. But I was never taught how to apply it. I was taught that I could speak it into existence, but I was never taught about putting in the work or believing what I speak. Or I was just taught, you speak it, it happened. I wasn't taught the process of it. So with learning the depth of the law of attraction, since I met you, I've learned the depth of it. So now I'm learning the process of
that's
the
fair
law of attraction. It's just not, I speak, I want $1 million, and I sit back and look at the light bulb until it changes, and I instantly get $1 million.
That's fair.
It's a process that I got to go through in order to obtain that $1 million. Because if I want $1 million, even if I speak it, words don't mean nothing without actions, belief, and what we said earlier, a decision.
And the right vibration.
And the right vibrations to go out, put in the work, be willing to die to obtain whatever it is you're trying to obtain. I had no idea about that.
Fair enough. We're going to open that up in a little bit, but let's get some more free talking. We're going to talk about process coming back to you. You had some. You next.
Well, yeah. Being new to it. I didn't know necessarily that I was using law of attraction, but it was something simple, just because I kept speaking it, and I ended up getting what I kept speaking. So it was years ago, and
fair
I
enough
was, you know.
You were using it, so you were using it and didn't know it.
Right.
Now, what I'm going to tell you guys, all you guys, by the end of this episode, is that we have a tendency to say law of attraction and think the good stuff. It's always in motion, and you have everything in your life because of the law of attraction, even the bad stuff, because you had something to say.
When I first heard the law of attraction, I'm like, that stuff isn't real. And then once I learned more about it and was taught more about it, I realized that I've been using it all this time, but I was attracting negative stuff to me. Mm-hmm. So, and because I've been doing it for so long, I realized I kind of, it's like they said, it's easy. It's really easy. Mm-hmm. But I guess because I was doing the negative for so long, to me, it was just so hard to attract positivity to
me. Fair enough.
But, yeah, at first I was like, this stuff ain't real. What is that? And, you know, just over time, it just, it was hard at first because I had a different type of mindset.
Fair enough. We're going to come back to that one, too. So, we're going to come back to process, and that's not real. Okay? Don't worry about it. I got to file away. I have a memory palace or memory files. I can remember anything, so don't worry about it. Okay, you got something on you. It's all off you. It's pouring off you.
So I can definitely relate to it being predominant in my life in a negative way. But I guess what I was sitting here thinking is that I was introduced to the law of attraction a year ago. And it kind of just sat on me, and I kept doing the same stuff I was doing. And so this year coming into it, I can't put books down that explain it to me. I can't put words down that explain it to me. I can't put the Plant Better call down that now is into it. But what I was thinking right now was it's not easy for me.
Yeah.
Because I've thought a certain way for such a long time. So putting those positive thoughts where so many negative thoughts once resided is a tough process for me. You know, I have to write the letters of my future so that I can remind myself, wow, think about this. This is what we want now. This is where we are now. But I do see it evident with the change of frequency, change of vibration. Right now, I am attracting goodness.
Right.
You know, not money. I haven't had $1 million fall from the sky.
Not yet.
You know, not yet, mm, right? I haven't had the house and all this stuff, but my expectancy is different.
Mm.
You know, and I just little life occurrences that are happening right now, and they're not only happening with me, but they're happening with every positive person that I have around me.
That's right.
And then the negative people are falling away. Uh-huh. And that is effortless.
The negative people falling away.
That is effortless. That just kind of happens. So that's how I feel about it. I listen to it every single day. I'm listening to the same chapter in a book of how to use this law.
Awesome. So, awesome. Keep that up. Yeah. Keep that up. So we're going to come back to that. Those are the three places we're going to go. May come forth, because I'm about to ask Tempest next, because she has great insight on this.
Mm-hmm.
Process, not real, not easy. Okay, what you got, Tempest? The host of this show, this number one podcast.
Coach T.
And now, wearing number 23. The queen of administrative professionals. Coach T! Yeah! There it is. Now you got it. You got to live up to all that now.
I'm about to greatly disappoint y'all. When you first introduced the law of attraction to me, I rejected everything you said.
Yep.
Because I was taught in church that God gives you everything. And it's not up to you. If God wants you to have a good life, he'll give it to you. If he wants you to have a bad life, he'll give it to you. And it has absolutely nothing to do with me because it's all in his will. So I rejected everything that you said because all of that had been embedded in me since birth. So I heard you and I let you talk. But I was like, okay, I'm not listening to that anymore. So it took me like 2 years for me to listen to it and say, okay, maybe he has a point. But for 2 years, I rejected everything he had to say.
Come on, get that satanic stuff out of here. That ain't the Bible. All right, we ain't got no choice but to talk about that. Right. And we gonna end on that, and this is probably gonna be a tad bit of a long podcast, but I believe it's worth it. Process, not real, not easy. What are we gonna call that one?
Just lies.
This
rules.
Rules.
Yes.
All right. And I will have to explain rules and where it comes from. All right. So, number one. Okay. So we got our 4 points. I said. So if you write that home, here are the 4 points we're gonna go. Process, not real, not easy. Rules. All right. Let me give a disclaimer. If you're religious on this podcast, and keep in mind, I have a dual following, religious and not religious, okay? And so, it looks like everybody's going to get attacked here, okay? Everybody's going to get attacked here in a way, and it won't be against anything, because that is a bad side of the law of attraction. It would be for your dreams. I am not against religion. I can't be, obviously. I am not against atheism. Okay? That's just, I'm not against none of that. I am for free thinking. I am for liberation. I am for you being the God of choice in your life. Does that make sense? All right, number one, process. You said, going through the process, you had to learn the process. Open it up and we'll talk about it.
The process, let's take my background for example. And I want to kind of piggyback off of what Coach T said. Let's take my background for example and the fact that I have a church background per se. And, you know, you're taught. If it's not in God's will for you,
yes, sir,
it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is the way God wanted to be.
That's it.
God ain't want you happy, you won't be happy. If God wants you dead, he going to kill you right now.
Oh, Lord.
If God wants you rich, he would have made you rich. God don't want you rich, that's why you're poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
Don't forget, you can't be righteous unless you're poor.
Right, you can't... you definitely can't be rich and righteous. Not in the church. Because they're going to tell you, it is better for a camel to enter into the eye of a needle than to a rich man enter into heaven. Are they going to tell you, you can't take it with you? Are they going to tell you, all your riches is stored up in heaven? The streets are paved with gold. You will have all the silver. Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give thee you.
I'm not going to help you there, but you own it.
But not telling me that.
Oh, God.
My God is a king. My God is my daddy. And if I'm an heir to his throne, why can I not enjoy the riches right now? Wait. Now break down the fact of... Can I bring up the prodigal son for a second for my religious people?
You have the floor, sir.
All right. The prodigal son's father had everything. He made his decision in his mind up to go live with the pigs and eat slop. But when he finally decided and made a decision that, hey, daddy got better for me. I deserve better. I have better. I am better. Let me go get better. Not knowing, daddy standing on the porch.
Plant better.
With a T-bone, 7-inch steak, and a big old gold robe. Say, son, I got it for you right here on earth. You ain't got to die and go to heaven just to get it. I got it right here for you. I'm waiting on you. But wait, you tell me God knocking at the door. He waiting on me. Is he waiting on me to be poor?
Good God!
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right, let me stop you. Hold on. All right. You said enough. You said enough. Okay. Let me, before we.
Easy.
Okay, wait. Let me give a disclaimer. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. I have a few degrees on me. Jesus. I'm going to break something down with one of my degrees. But I want to say this is a corporate podcast. Oh, I don't edit pretty much anything. And I ain't taking out nothing he said. This is for everybody.
See, wait, don't
those who believe and those who don't believe. Does that make sense? Those who believe, those who don't. Now, this is a believer. Me and Tempest, we have over 70 countries here. So there's not just Christians listening to this podcast. There's not just atheists listening to this podcast. We have, what do you call people who practice voodoo? Do you voodooist? Voodooist? Well, whatever you call them.
Voodooist.
You name it. Okay. Tree huggers. I don't know. Apple lights. That's not a real religion, but you get it. I like Apple, so, you know. Get the point, though. But I do want to explain something to you. He kept talking about what scholars call, C.H. Todd specifically, scholars call this realized eschatology. What that means is, okay, so let me qualify myself first. If you guys don't know, I actually have a master's in theological studies, okay? Master's of Arts in Theological Studies. So I'm speaking to you from a place of being a subject matter expert in the field. You get to have both. You get to have both. Come on, you can bring it over here. You get to have both according to Christian beliefs. And you're a Christian, correct?
Yes, sir.
You get to have both heaven in heaven and heaven on earth.
Come on now. Okay,
it's called realized. It's future eschatology is the end times. Realized eschatology is right now. So scholars call it the here and not yet. Now, I'm not trying to get religious. I just wanted to back up everything that he was saying. Okay? There is something we want to point out here. His basic thing was, I come from a place which I'm not taught. Now, he never got to the process. But you know the process. And it's a three-step process. And it is...
ask,
seek,
believe,
receive. All right. Three-step process, law of attraction. Ask, believe, let me say seek, and receive. Okay? Ask, believe, receive. Know what you want, believe you can have it, and act like you already have it. And what I want to tell you guys is, as beginners of law of attraction, and somebody else I coached was just saying this to me earlier. That, man, I didn't even do this. And here's the this. Ask, believe, receive. There's no how in there. How is not your responsibility. Neither do you have power to make how do anything.
It's hard enough.
The universe or God, it doesn't matter, whatever you believe, knows the fastest, quickest, most harmonious way to get you to what you need. Please understand, this earth of ours does not strain to grow grass or hurricanes.
Wow.
In fact, if it gets too hot, it will produce a hurricane effortlessly to neutralize the heat. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
The earth doesn't strain. Neither do birds stress over their credit scores.
Ooh. They just drop it out the sky.
Remember,
on your car.
Money as you know it just happened 200 years ago. Before then, it wasn't money as you know it. But you're letting green paperback dollars or whatever country you're in dictate your mood. Before there was money, there were gold and coins. Before there was that, they were barter and trade. What's my point? Don't let anything that does not exist alter your existence in this world. All right, that's on from the process. Ask, believe, receive. It's not real. No, was that you? Yes, go ahead, because that's kind of what Tiffany said, but we'll get there. She says I'm much more powerful. Much more indicting is what Tiffany said.
When I first heard it, I'm like, oh, I was just like, this is not real. Like, this is not that easy. It's not real. Like, I can just poof and be happy. Like, no, it's not that, it's not real. That's not possible. But the more I learned about it, the more I realized it's very possible. And the law of attraction works both ways. You can attract negative just as much as you can attract positive.
That's right.
So it just, at first for me, it wasn't real.
It wasn't real, but why wasn't it real?
It wasn't real because I didn't believe.
No, this is good. No, be transparent, be genuine, because we're helping somebody.
Like, it wasn't real to me, because it's like, you can't be happy like that.
You can't be happy like what? What is the that in there?
You can't.
That is a demonstrative pronoun.
You can't just think and you're happy. You can't just ask for it and you get your happiness. Like, you can't do that. Like, that's not real.
But is it now?
It is now.
Why is it now?
Because I have a different mindset about it.
Okay.
I believe it. Okay. I actually practice it. And I know the difference. I know the difference now when I'm not using the positive aspect of law of attraction, I can tell.
Okay, so I'm going to let Tempest come in on this first. And then, I know you wasn't ready, but you got it. I'm going to let Tempest come in on the first. And then I'm going to come in on the second. Because I'm going to give you a non-empathetic version that you need to hear, although you're past it, but people need to hear. But you are going to give us, with all your challenge, not just empathy, but what you know. It's not real. You can't, what I really want you to focus on is, you can't think and be happy. You can't. It doesn't work like that. So I'd like for you to address that.
I really don't know. I guess if you don't feel like you deserve better, you stay in a state of, well, I deserve to be unhappy. So you train your mind to seek the worst possible situation, or worst possible scenario in every situation. So you don't give yourself permission to be happy. You give yourself permission to be neutral, but your neutral is sadness. That's all good.
Okay, but either way, what you said was, it has everything to do with your thought process.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's my answer. Here we go. The law of attraction is a law of physics. This is physics. This is scientifically proven. Quantum physics states that reality cannot exist without consciousness. You can Google the double slit theory. double slit experiment. But it doesn't matter. A conscious observer controls their reality. Now, I said this in the last episode we did, but it'll be a few episodes from now when they hear it, is you can only get what's on your level of consciousness. So a conscious, now listen to me. Remember, you can only get what's on your level of consciousness. Quantum physics says the conscious observer creates their reality. Reality cannot exist unless someone observes it. So if you're observing something, you're automatically creating reality. But if you're observing something with a low level of consciousness, you're creating a low level reality. Go ahead. Yes, it explains a whole lot. And that's science.
No, well, what I was going to say, it explains a lot to me because, back to my background.
Okay.
You're taught life and death lies in the power of your tongue.
Okay.
You're taught that you can speak things into existence. Not even understanding that, you're also subliminally teaching me only on my conscious level.
Fair enough. Which
only on my level of consciousness.
That's right.
You taught me that if that God made me poor because he wanted me poor.
I taught you that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying you.
Exact opposite.
As in the little C church.
Okay.
Not the big C church.
Local.
The local church, in your words. Now, we're taught that what we have today is perfectly the way God intended it for me. If we have a messed up relationship with our children, that's the way God wanted it to be. So we're taught to have a low level of consciousness.
Okay, so wait, just wait a doggone minute. That we weren't supposed to go there, but we have to go there.
I'm waking up, sir.
You've been taught to be in a low level of consciousness. Now let's take it out the church. You can bring back up the church.
Right.
Because the church isn't the Big C church, the universal church.
Yeah, they good.
Isn't doing that.
Yeah. The little.
Now some local churches may be doing that.
Because you can, to be Crips, it ain't nothing.
Because you can have leaders with low level awareness.
I'm a Big C Crip.
Spawning other people with low level awarenesses. That's in any organization. Just want to open this up because I don't want to attack anything. Mm-hmm. We're just having an open discussion about the beginning of the law of attraction. So here we go. Let's talk about that.
Please.
Because that was important. And I can look on your faces. I can see two of you have something to say. So this is what I'll do. Free talk about being taught a low level of consciousness. But you don't talk though. No. I don't want. It's not just about. It can be if that's where they come from, but that's. It's not necessarily about that. Free talk about being taught a low level of consciousness. Go ahead. If you don't, I see the two of you. But if you don't do it, I'll call you out. Go ahead. Okay, you. It's on you. Go ahead. I'm trying to catch. Can I say your name? Should I say your name? No? Okay, Shan, listening.
Okay, first, I feel like people can only teach you from the level of consciousness that they reside in. So, you can't expect anybody to teach you at a higher level of consciousness if that's not where they reside.
Come on, now.
So, my second thing is that it's your fault. You cannot blame any entity for keeping you in a level of low self-consciousness, because they can only teach you from the state of consciousness that they are in. The responsibility falls on you that as soon as you realize that that is what is happening, you have to leave what is no longer serving you. We don't get to blame the teachings that we received, because a person can only teach you from the level of consciousness that they reside in. And so they attract the minds that are currently at that state via the law of attraction. You come into them with your low state of consciousness, and when you realize that you're different, that you're not being served, I'm in education. I turned in a letter of resignation this week because my job is no longer serving me. I am no longer on the level of consciousness of my leader. Therefore, I have to go and find somewhere where I can learn and grow in the field of education. I can't change my leader.
No.
It's my fault that I stayed under my leader for so long.
Ooh.
Not hers.
Ooh.
We waste time, place, and blame.
Ooh.
We can't waste time, place, and blame. We just have to move. And hopefully those that we came up under will see our move and want to come to where we are. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. That's what we will attract. But if not, nonetheless, you gotta go.
Y'all maybe want to give you a hug, girl.
Well, you just helped somebody. You're next. Can I say your name? Sure. All right, Deanna, go. Jeez. You were the two that had something to say. I'm very good at what I do. Speak loud. Loudly. Because that was an adjective. Verb.
It's not only what you're taught in church. It's also what you're taught at home.
Okay.
Because you see your parents. You see how your parents, you know, how they respond to things, how they act towards things. You learn from home. You watch your parents. Your parents teach you more than what anybody can teach you because you're always with them. Just like money don't grow on trees.
Yep.
So if your parents' conscious level is at a certain place, you kind of have no choice. You kind of have no choice but to be on that same level. And they did what they can with their conscious state. But like Shannon said, once you realize that that's not it, then it now falls on you. Now you have to make that decision to change. But, you know, my background is a little bit different from everybody else's. I grew up in the church, but not on the level everyone else did. So a lot of my training, a lot of my growing up comes from home. You know, and it's not just your parents. It's your grandparents. It's your aunts. It's your uncles. It's the adults you hang around. And if they're all on the same wavelength as your parents, then that's what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but once you make that choice to rise above them, you'd be to, like, I made the choice. I realized where my conscious level was.
Mm-hmm.
I made the choice. Everybody around me who, like Shannon said, those that didn't agree with it fell away. Those that agree with it, I get nothing but help. Praise as in, I'm proud of you. And that, this is the first year in my whole life that I've really heard that, because I made that choice to change. You know, so. So it's more than just the little C church. It's more than just, it's all around. Like, we truly affect
everywhere.
Yeah. It's not just, you know, it's more than that. It's, and yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's good. And you guys can't see it. She actually has her son on her lap. And he's just been awesome. I mean, he's been sitting up for 2 hours. So
been flirting with all these females in here.
Both his parents are raising him right. Both of his parents are raising him right, mom and dad. So that's a good thing. Okay, you had an example.
Yeah, it's very simple. You know me, not. But if I'm a teacher and I earn $49,000 a year, would you expect me to teach you how to earn $50,000?
Who? Oh my God. I don't even know what to do with that one. Okay, that's fair. That is a fair argument.
Hey, don't
now,
tell me something you don't know.
Well, no. That's she saying.
You can't talk about nothing.
Yeah,
you don't know.
That's what that's coming from. That's what that's coming from. That's not teaching what I don't know. That's there. You're right. But that's, why would I lower myself to make you make me work for you one day? I'm not saying we shouldn't, right? Because there's a spiritual side of that that I'm not getting into. I'm just saying, if we keep paying our teachers so lowly, that wasn't right that time. So low, but now it's a noun. Right? I keep mixing up my nouns and my verbs. We keep paying our teachers so low.
Y'all were stomping and y'all.
Well, the first time I used it, it was an adjective. I mean, it was a verb, adverb, and I used it as a noun.
Right.
Now this time,
it's a noun,
and I use it as a verb. Right. But we keep paying you so poorly. Okay, there we go. All right. Change that down. It forces you to think in that manner. Now, I'm not here to argue politics. I'm just here to have an open discussion that make other people be transparent with themselves. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. That was a... You going down to, like, Podcast Hall of Fame for such a statement. All right. Process, not real, not easy. That, this is going to be tough. Why was it not easy? Or why is it not easy?
Here lately, it's just the realizations that I'm making regarding the circles that I'm in. Because like we were talking about before with the level of consciousness and the teachings, if you choose to stay at a job, at a church, in a relationship where you know the law of attraction will not work in your favor, mm-hmm. then that means you're subjecting yourself to the harvest of that situation. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to the difficulty of the task of using the law of attraction in a positive way, I literally am having to change my entire thought process, and that has been ingrained in me since I was born.
30 plus years.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if not since I was born, because watching children grow up, they're in their own state of consciousness until they hit about maybe 4 or 5 years old.
And don't we mess up?
When they start caring about what other people think. So from the age of about 5 to 37, these thoughts have been ingrained. And so you literally have to listen to it. It's almost like, and it's not even almost. Like you say, it's science. You are literally rewiring your brain. You're rewiring the way that your brain thinks.
That's right. Neural networks.
Right. So that's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
It's nothing easy about it because my thoughts come into my head quickly. I'm programmed. Wow. Something happens, I'm programmed. Mm. And so as with anything, you have to shock the system and reprogram.
Wow.
I shocked the system by flying off the seawall.
Wow.
Ooh. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been the same since that.
That's true.
Great. Come on. Everybody clap for
yourself. It's not easy, and I'm a person of faith, so I'm God, universe, whoever. But for me, it's God, and anytime right now, I attempt to take my thoughts or my actions back that way, I am met with extreme opposition. You know, I am met with my own self, who used to sabotage myself, hitting my support system. Hey. I'm da 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 da, and quickly, no, you're not. Within minutes, I'm like, I ain't doing that.
Because your dominant thoughts have changed.
Exactly.
Now, and your subconscious mind won't let you go back.
Right.
Because you told it, I'm not going back.
But in order to do that, I had to almost die. And so I don't need nobody listening. I need y'all to get it before you have to almost die to get it.
So you have some friends on this podcast. People who know you. You know some people.
Oh, yeah, I do. I have.
Yeah, people who know you.
Yeah.
People who love you. People who are acquainted with you. People who've even worked with you before.
Yeah.
What would you tell them about what you just said? Like.
I would tell them to get it before it gets you.
Ooh.
Honestly. You have to grab a hold of it before it grabs a hold of you. And when I say it grabbing a hold of you, I'm not talking about good things grabbing a hold of you. Good things didn't pull me off of the seawall.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
That part of me that wanted to die went off of the seawall.
Good Lord.
And if it wasn't for the work that I had done in here for that little bit of time, I could have very well died.
Wow.
But because of the little bit of work that I did, I had to muster all of that up in my subconscious
to say, wake up, Shannon.
Wake up, Shannon, in so many ways. And so it's like now I can't sleep.
Wow.
If my eyes are open, if I'm breathing, I'm thinking good is coming to me. I want this. I'm so happy that now I have this.
Mm.
A year ago, ain't no way in the world I would have turned in a letter of resignation. I don't have a job.
No, nothing lined up.
I don't have any. I haven't even put in an application anywhere yet.
But you know,
but I ain't working there. And I have so much energy in me that says whatever job I want, I'm going to get it. I just don't know what I want to do yet.
Mm.
When I figure it out, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get it.
Come on, somebody clap for this.
And if you don't find it.
It's going to find her.
Exactly.
She's going to make it. That's right. That's right. That's right. Don't believe in circumstances. They're a nightingale. Believe in, I got you. Don't believe in circumstances. If you don't see the circumstances you want, you create them. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
I just got one thing to say. Let's not discredit the fact that a woman just said her age on recording. Women don't tell their age.
Lord have mercy. Did you formulate a thought for that?
No, stop listening? I wanted to stop
the jury. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I'm a big old hefty 30s, but I ain't hefty, but I'm a big old proud 37
she is beautiful,
year old
honey.
Woman.
Yes, she is.
You know my age all day.
She's not hefty. She's curvy. All right. Come on, what you got? On the same subject. We still got to address your subject. But
yes.
I'm not even going to comment on it. The law of attraction is not easy. Because I know I don't have to. I know my business partner, and sister, has the proper comments for this. Law of attraction is not easy because...
Because my pride doesn't want me to be wrong.
Oh, God.
Come through, significant. I'm significant. I ain't wrong.
Yes, yes.
Forget you, Tony.
Yes, yes.
Y'all know nothing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
All you know is everything.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lisa Nichols with yes, yes for that. Go ahead. Open it up.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
needs to hear it. No, no, he all right. Sit down. Somebody else needs to hear it.
Because I've been living this way my whole life. And then to tell me the law of attraction exists and everything that in your life, you attract it.
And
it's your fault.
You're all right.
No one wants to be wrong.
Okay, go ahead. No one wants to be wrong.
No. Tony's the baby whisperer, apparently. No one wants to be wrong. Everybody wants to place blame on circumstances or place blame on my mama or place blame on...
Let me swap.
Place blame on slavery.
This is gonna be the best podcast. We are talking about all the taboo subjects. Keep going. No. Speak it. Keep going. There's no editing here. Go.
So we want to continue down a path that places blame on other people and not realize that we are accountable for everything that's happened.
That is right.
So it's not easy to tell yourself you're wrong. It's not easy to tell yourself this is your fault. It's not easy to say I need to change in order to change my life. So no one wants to go through that process.
No,
it's not even the ask, believe, receive. It's look in the mirror and this, you created this life.
And I'm not to blame.
My Jesus.
And I'm not going to be wrong. No. And it's somebody else's fault.
It's somebody else's fault. Because that's easy. We want to take the easy way. We want to take the easy road every time.
So the law of attraction is not easy because it's easier to blame everybody else.
It's easy to blame my boss for the pay I accepted. It's easy to get upset at the job I have when I went out and researched and found the job. I went out and accepted the interview. I went out and said, okay, I want this job. And somebody else said, in order to get this job, I'm going to pay you at this rate. And I said, that's okay. My worth. But then we get there and we get the pay. Oh, well, this ain't nothing. I can't pay my bills. But you accepted it.
You owned it. Go ahead. You had a comment.
It's easy to blame my mama for the way I was raised.
Okay. That's right. We got some people that have that those issues, some parental issues.
It's easier for me to blame everybody else.
Yeah.
For everything else I do. Because I don't want to accept my own faults in the situation.
Yeah, we got people.
I don't want to accept the fact that I'm a this is an international thing, so I can't say.
Me and Tempest are known by half the world.
Okay. Well, you can break this down. It's easier to blame everybody else that I'm a 304 pager code.
Okay.
Versus me taking the blame for myself.
Now we have to, hold on, I do have to break it down because we got too many countries.
Yep, break that down.
A promiscuous person, if you don't know what that means in a different language, someone who sleeps with more than their significant other. There we go.
Bam. It's easier to blame other people for me having that trait in me than me actually accepting the fact that I have that trait. It's a problem that I have that trait, and I'm not only hurting myself, I'm hurting everybody around me.
Now, do you have that trait?
Yes.
Now, watch this.
What
it's not even matter. It's not even a matter of if you okay.
Okay.
No. Don't formulate any thoughts.
Right.
I'm gonna help you while helping the listeners. So lean back for me. There you go. Now, do you have the trait?
Yes.
Now, some of us want to say no, you don't have it, but you do. That's
yes,
fine.
I do.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. It doesn't. Whether you say yes or no, my answer is not changing. My next response is not changing. Can you account for the trait you have?
Now? Yes.
I don't want to hear that. Can you account for the trait you have? See, when you go now, you put a qualifier over why you're not accounting for it. You went, okay, now I will, but that's what that means. That's what that means. You still got a butt on it. I'm asking you a very simple question. You called yourself promiscuous on your own.
Okay, come on, let's go.
All right. Can you account for it?
Yes.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Now, what do I teach you about what you can account for?
Embrace it.
No. Somebody tell him what
I... You can't control nothing you can't take account for.
If you... No, other way around.
If you can account for it... You can control
it. You can control it.
So now that you take the account, now you can control
it. Have you taken account for it?
Full account.
So can you control it?
All the way.
Listen to me. Everyone listen to me right now. Listen to me right now. I'm going to give you both your spiritual side, and I'm going to give you the neurological side, okay? We're going to neuroscience, and we're going to go to your Christian Bible or your spiritual Bible. I don't care. Or your spiritual book in which you hold of high esteem, okay?
I'll take your notes, sir.
If you think you have it and you decide you want to change it, you can. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuses now. Now, I have very little to say about that. I have plenty to say about the neurological side because I enjoy dealing in hard, concrete, objective facts that nobody can dispute.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. You've taught yourself how to be promiscuous.
Mm.
You, nobody else.
Come on now.
And what you've done is you've created a strong neural network. Here's what that means. Neurons get inside your brain. If you want to be free, hear me out. Neurons, get inside your brain, and what you practice, you become a genius at.
Yes, sir.
Everybody in this room, everybody on this podcast, yes, you are a genius at whatever you do often.
Come on, man.
Now, watch this here. You are a genius.
Free.
Whatever you practice at, you are a genius in. Because of your neural network, that means thousands of millions of neurons have come together to create a very strong information highway. And the stronger the neural network, the more genius you are at that thing. So you've created yourself to be a genius and receiving harvests that tear your life apart. Now, if you want to, since you know this, there's only one scientific... Go ahead. There's only one scientific way to break down a neural network. Stop using it. There's no other way. You don't get to disagree with me. I'm not even taking theology. There's no disagreement here. The only way to stop it, you're a counselor, you understand? The only way to stop a neural network, you experience it. The only way to stop a neural network from being strong is you stop using it, and by virtue of the laws of neuroscience, that neural network will break apart. This is why it's so hard to change your personalities, because you've been using it since you were two. And so your personality is something that nature gave you, and then half of your personality is something nurture gave you. And if you fool around with that nurture, reinforce what nature did to you and it's not positive, you have a very strong neural network that is the core of you. You can, Jay-Z, that great philosopher who is in hip-hop, he says, you can change who you are, player, but you ain't doing nothing but like an onion changing the top layer. But at the core of that onion is who you are. So if you want to stop being what you just accounted for, you stop using it, and your brain being smarter than your ego will break it down.
Wait, rid of it.
Your brain being smarter than your ego will break apart that neural network.
Jesus.
So you can use your brain to be a genius at something else.
If you don't use it, you will lose.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good. Now, you...
Well, we
ain't closing just yet. I said this is going to be a long one. We ain't closing just yet. Here we go. You said God ain't with all that info, that crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. This ain't... You rejected me for 2 years. Mm-hmm. This ain't no God. Now, hold on now. Wait now. Now, I trust in the Lord.
Oh, my God.
I don't trust in no law of attraction. I'm not putting my faith in nothing but the Lord. Okay? Is that not what you... Do you agree?
No.
Now, I'm not doing all that now. The Bible says... Okay. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to expound on that. You go ahead.
I was just taught that... God did take side of your life, though. If he, like Prince said, if he wanted you to be a millionaire, he would put you in a millionaire status. But if he doesn't, then that's just not for you. That's not his will on your life. And there's nothing you can do about that because it's all in God's hands. So when you came to me talking about law of attraction and I have the power to... My thoughts can change my life. That goes against what I was just hearing in church.
For so many years, like she was saying.
For so many years.
In Sunday school.
In Sunday school. From the pulpit. So, I had... I don't want to say I had no choice, but I felt like I had no choice but to reject you because I've been listening to this my whole life. And apparently what this has been teaching me is what my life is. Mm. So richness is for other people. That's not God's plan for my life. So I rejected you.
Fair enough.
Hardly.
No, not fair enough. Fair enough. So let's talk about. Okay, you gotta come get Prince Charming here. This is too real. All right, she's got Prince Charming. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
He's tired of you.
Okay, did anybody else have anything to say? Yes, you got it on you. I see it. No, it's there. It's there now. It's there. No, it's there. Go ahead. You're helping somebody. There is a...
No, the only thing that I was thinking is, just like Tempest, like, did you say your name?
No, you can say any name you want.
Okay, like, Prince, now that I'm coming into the law of attraction, I just wanted it to be placed out there that anybody out there that is a believer... In the Christian faith, that law of attraction is all in
the Bible.
In the Bible, it's there. But when people are teaching at their level of consciousness, they're going to teach you what they want to teach you, how they want to teach it to you, in order to control you.
Ah.
So that's why in the faith that I believe in, I am a Christ believer. So I believe in relationship. And in that relationship, there is prosperity.
Come on now.
In that relationship, you do attract whatever it is that you want, and the Lord will give it to you willingly.
Come on now.
The law of attraction is not an opposition to the Bible. The law of attraction is not in opposition to my faith. But I had to rise above certain things, or certain ways in which I was taught.
Fair enough. I'm not.
That's all I was sitting here thinking. That I just wanted it known that in that particular faith, the law of attraction is in the Bible that I believe in.
No, it is. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. And there's too many. We do semantics, but that's true. Okay. Anybody else want to say anything before I slice the heads of everybody in here and everybody on the podcast? Alright. So I just had to lean into this one and close my laptop.
Don't stand up. Oh, he closed the laptop.
All right, so listeners, people in front of me, there are a few things here. I forgot we titled this Bruise. Let me go up. I want to refer a book to you, if you don't mind. Before I get started, I want to refer. Is that right? Yeah, refer a book to you, and the book is called, what is it? Extraordinary Mind. Give me the name of it. I'm looking for my notes, but I cannot. The Code of the Extraordinary Mind. Okay, Bob. I would never be able to pronounce his name. But Vishen Lakhiani. Okay, just work with that. Okay, doesn't matter. It's a great book. Mm-hmm. It is the most amazing book. And in chapter one, he talks about escaping the culture scape. He made up a word, and then he made up another word. And it's in chapter two, and it's called Bruise. Okay?
Okay.
It is the second best book I ever read in my life. Mm-hmm. You're expecting me to go, the first book is Bible. Think and Grow Rich. It's the first best book I ever read in my life. Okay? I'm not dissing the Bible. I'm not saying the Bible's third. I just don't consider the Bible a book. So I don't put it. 33 Strategies of War.
It's the third best.
Would be the third best. Okay? And then George S. Classic, Richest Man in Babylon, Robert Kiyosaki. 48 Hour Powers would be fifth or sixth. But either way, Bruise mean BS rules. Now you can fill in the words, the acronym there. BS, you can fill it in. Hey, here's what I want you to say. Here's what I want you to understand, guys. And then these are about, nobody else, you got nothing else to say, Tempest? I'm for the closing. Listen, I need you to understand that the law of attraction is real. It is absolutely, unequivocally, unacceptable for you not to believe in the law of attraction. Because you believe in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Mm. That is grossly irresponsible. Why? Because you believe in gravity and you believe in the Bible. Because you believe in drowning and you believe in the Bible. Because you believe in the planets and you believe in the Bible. Because you believe in stars and you believe in the Bible. Because you believe in the first, second, and third laws of thermodynamics and the first, second, and third laws of Newton's motion. You also believe in quantum physics. You believe in aerodynamics. Don't you dare believe in the Bible and get on a plane and profess you're Christian. Because if you can believe in the Bible and catch a plane flight, which is governed by the laws of aerodynamics, you can also get on a plane. Excuse me. You can also be biblical and believe in another science called the laws of physics. Or the law of vibration, or the law of attraction. What am I telling you? You didn't believe in the Bible so much you didn't go to public school or private school. You went through kindergarten. You went through the 12th grade. So don't be so grown now that you only believe in your scriptures, but then ignore the fact, conveniently, that you went through grade school. Ooh. It's irresponsible because grade school taught you general knowledge that was based in science and math. Period. If you believe in the, hypothesis, scientific method. There's a better word for it, though. There's a theological word I was looking for. But scientific method. If you believe in a scientific method and you believe in the Bible, you're now believing in something outside the Bible. What's my point here? If you believe your team is going to win a Super Bowl this year, and you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, or the prophet Elijah heard the words of God, I don't care. I'm saying that nobody believes only in this scripture. Because the ice cubes you cool down your drink is not in your scriptures. So don't think you're just only about your religious beliefs. You're also about the laws of physics of this world. There's no cars in your scriptures. So stop driving a car right now if you're not going to believe in science. I'm not telling you believe only in science. I'm not telling you believe only in... But if you're breathing, your lungs are not mentioned in your scriptures. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. Or your sutures. Maybe they are, maybe not. I don't know. Here's the point. This is physics. Doesn't matter what you believe in. If you don't believe in gravity because you're holy or because you're saved or whatever your scriptures say you are, then fine. Go to the tallest building in your town and jump off. Your religion will save you from falling. But if not, then something exists, whether it be gravity or you're always in motion. I don't care. That's not up for me to decide what you believe in. But if you're not going to jump off a building and stay in flight and float, then maybe some of these laws of physics are real. They're called objective truths. Things you can't change because you're black. Things you can't change because you're white. Things you can't change because you're Asian or Hispanic. Things you can't change because you're Baptist or Catholic or Muslim. You could be Muslim and gravity still applies to you. This is why it's not a rule, it's a rule. You can be atheist and gravity still applies to you. This is why it's not a rule, it's a rule. Period. So what am I saying? Don't be so ignorant in your religion or so intelligent in your religion that you're ignorant to the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. Those are my final thoughts.
Thank you guys for enduring this episode of Brick by Brick. I forget what I say here. Don't forget we have Plant Better Mindset Call every Sunday evening at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. For more information, go to theatsjr.com/plantbetter. Also, Antonio offers one-on-one coaching. For more information on that, go to batsjr.com/coaching. If you are a new client, you can sign up for a free 15-minute coaching session with Antonio. And that's it. Thank you guys once again.
A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.